Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 108 and verse 6, Prayer. Now even the title, the very title itself, rebukes me. Prayer. Yeah, we can talk about prayer, we can write books about prayer, we can sing about prayer, we can do all these things. But do I ever pray? Yes, I say my prayers, but do I ever pray? Here's the psalmist. Feel him engaging in prayer. Here's David. Save us, he's crying out to God, and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Psalm 108, verse 6. David has spoken in the first five verses, as we have seen, of the exaltation, the honor, the glory, the magnifying of God. And it seems that he turns now to this prayer, praying for God to be exalted. How? In the deliverance of Israel. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. It would seem that Israel is in trouble. I don't know what the trouble is, but who can save Israel? Who can rescue Israel? Who can deliver this people? Can man do it? Has man got the schemes, the programs, the devices? Can he invent things to smooth over the problem and bring relief and release? No. David knows where the only source and the only power is to be found that can rescue Israel. And that's God. And he cries out to God, therefore, be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. You see, this is moving in from the statement about the glory of God. Now he's praying, save us, O God, save us and help us with your right hand, the hand of power, the God alone. He's exalting God in his prayer, and so he prays, crying out to God, looking to God, only to God. You, your people, the ones you love, save, deliver, rescue us. I see a command here. Save us and help us. I don't see any arrogance in this command. This is a prayer. This is a plea. This is pleading prayer. This is a begging prayer. Lord, save us. We are helpless. We cannot save ourselves. With your right hand, your power, your wisdom, your sovereignty. He's pulling out all the stops. Those you love. It's us. It's us. It's your people. It's you can do it. He's pulling out, I say, all the stops. He's pleading with God, using every argument, piling it on here. This is real prayer. I say again, I often say my prayers, but do I ever pray? And do the feelings of my heart go with the words I say? Is there any lesson for us, brother and sister? Is there any parallel here? Would you say the churches are in any kind of trouble? Do we need any deliverance? Do we need any rescue? I'm not thinking of those churches at the moment suffering from persecution. The answer there is obvious. I'm thinking of us in the West, where apathy is surrounding us. We have our own way. We can do what we want. But the indifference, the carnality, the worldliness, the lack of conversions and so on, is there any lesson for us? Do we have any responsibility? Can we make any application for us? Well, as I keep saying, 1 Corinthians 10 is the text. These things, says the apostle, referring to Israel's history, were written for our learning, our profit, our gain. Well, here is a man, David. He sees Israel in trouble. And what did he do? Plan his way out of it? No. Save us. Oh, God, this is, be exalted, O God, save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered, thereby be glorified. That's the kind of spirit I need, my brother, my sister. Do you feel you need it too? Oh, may we call upon the name with the Lord with this feeling and felt prayer, for Christ's sake. Amen.